USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Just push me back and door fell on the top of me. And, you know, we ran inside. Everything was fall apart.
Mayfield, Kentucky business owner Sanal Nadadi on KFVS12.com. President Biden on Sunday declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky after a swarm of deadly tornadoes hit the state late Friday into Saturday, paving the way for additional federal aid. As part of the declaration, federal aid will be provided to affected individuals in counties of Caldwell, Fulton, Graves, Hopkins, Marshall, Muhlenberg, Taylor, and Warren. Around 3:30 a.m. on Saturday morning, passengers of a Carnival cruise ship were awoken to an alert that someone had fallen overboard. The ship was traveling from Long Beach to Ensenada, Mexico. Firefighter paramedic Daniel Miranda on board the ship said there was some high suspicion of foul play. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Let's get an update on what Dr. Fauci is telling Americans this week.
Continued concerns regarding the latest COVID-19 variant, Omicron, which is spreading quickly, but which health experts say doesn't seem to be any worse than some other strains of the virus. Health experts are still working to learn more about it. In the meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH and of the White House COVID-19 team says on ABC's This Week, he believes it's still very important to get vaccinated and also get the booster shots.
Well, I certainly think, George, it's the optimal care. I mean, for official requirements, it's still two shots of the mRNA and one shot of the J&J. But I think if you look at the data, the more and more it becomes clear that if you want to be optimally protected, you really should get a booster.
And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
New York Interim Governor Kathy Hochul has issued a mass mandate in New York starting today. Republican New York City Councilman Joe Borelli on Fox News points out this is a knee-jerk reaction and not based on science.
The crazy part is that we'll see this being enforced in New York City, where there's absolutely no Omicron variant crisis going on whatsoever. The majority of the state is governed by Republicans, conservative upstate New York. Even on Long Island, you have a new county executive, Bruce Blakeman, who came out and said, we're not going to enforced it. So in this case, the emperor has no clothes. The governor has no ability to actually enforce and institute these fines against people. So county executives are making the decision and realizing that their hospitals are not overloaded, that Omicron is not causing a run on hospitalizations or deaths, and that going to this knee-jerk reaction for mandates is actually counterproductive. The logic we hear is that, well, what if the next variant is more deadly and more transmissible? That did not happen with Omicron. That's clear. That's not happening right now. And yet still, governors on the left, like Kathy Hochul and others, are just doing a knee-jerk reaction right away towards restricting our liberties and making things less convenient and adding new mandates.
Fox News anchor Chris Wallace announced Sunday that he's departing the network and joining opinion network CNN to host a weekday show. Wallace made the announcement of his departure at the end of his Fox News Sunday show that he has moderated since 2003. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.